TIM Breakfast Club.
You know, I don't know too many of us. You know, when we're younger, especially, now I'm not going to say that I don't still do it, watch the wonderful Miss Illinois pageant and think to yourself, oh, if that could only be me on stage. Well, you know what? The wonderful thing is the scholarship pageant is going on this weekend in Marion. So that means we get to bring the current reigning Miss Illinois, Brianna Bagley, in studio with us. Brianna, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my goodness. When you get Miss Illinois, you know, it's just, you're so perfect. I mean, everything is so beautiful. The pageant queens are just, you know, an example to everyone in so many ways. And Brianna, you've had quite the journey to get here. Can you just sort of kind of highlight, that may take a while, but can you sort of highlight, you know, how you got here to becoming Miss Illinois?
Yeah, the Cliff Notes version. I competed for 9 years and I was runner up the past 6 years in a row. It took a lot of tenacity and determination, but I say the joy was in the journey, and the 9 years were pouring into myself and creating me the woman that I needed to be able to give back to my state. And this year has been selflessly giving to others, traveling 24 states, 50,000 miles, and really serving the nation.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. What has been maybe the biggest challenge that you've faced so far?
I work full-time as an attorney, as full-time Miss Illinois, and full-time business manager, all of the hats. So time management from law school came in handy.
Wow. So, I can't even go through all of her accomplishments because we would be here for a few hours, that's for sure. But, you know, it's one of those things that young girls right now, you know, they're looking at that thinking, I really want this to be me. So for those girls, that girl, what would you say to her?
I was that girl. I never competed in a pageant until I was in college, and I saw a friend that stepped into the elevator with a jacket that had Miss America on it, and there I decided I wanted to compete, had no idea what I was doing, didn't know anything about blush or the eyebrows, too much mascara, but some judge gave me a chance, and they gave me my first title, and that really shaped me into the woman I am.
Seeing you today, that is so hard for me to believe.
And that's the thing. This is all just the icing on the cake. It's really what's inside that counts. We can fix the hair and the makeup.
That is so true. That is so true. And such great advice. You know, it really is. Susan, this weekend, the scholarship pageant's going on in Marion.
It certainly is. We're proud to be here. This is our 14th year to be here. Actually, we'd like to say it's the 15th, but you know, there was COVID in there.
That's right.
So this is our 14th year in a row.
Fantastic. And you know, it's a very, very popular event. I know there's probably a lot of people that would love to take their kids or just go and watch, you know, for whatever reason. And you had said maybe we could give out a pair of tickets. So.
Oh, yes, I want you to.
All right. Well, I tell you what, hit us up either on the S-Line Medical Weight Loss text line, or you can call at 985-5558, and we will get you hooked up if you would like to go. Now, this actually starts today, right?
Actually, it started last night.
We had our first
preliminary competition. Mm-hmm. We'll have another preliminary competition tonight. Friday night is the finals for teen. And we have Miss Teen as well. And Saturday night is the finals for Miss Illinois, and the night that she takes off her crown and passes it on to the next young woman.
Someone's taking my job.
That's it. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, it's how is that going to feel that night? I bet there's a mixture of emotions involved in that.
Yeah, I could foresee it being bittersweet. It's already bittersweet, but I will say the side of not competing is kind of wonderful. The stress is way lower, and you get to be there for the other women and support them in their journey as well.
And future plans, I dare even ask, Brianna.
Yeah, well, due to an award that I won at Miss America, I will be attending Harvard Law Executive Professional Program and earning a certificate in cybersecurity law.
That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
Brianna, thank you for being such a wonderful example for youth and girls in Illinois and across the nation. I mean, that's an example that somebody can really look up to, and that's wonderful.
Thank you.
We appreciate you guys coming in this morning. Is there anything else they should know about the pageant, Susan? Anything that I missed out on?
It's a wonderful opportunity for young women, whether it's we go from 13 to 17 and for the teen, and then we have 17 to 27 for the Miss. So it's just a wonderful opportunity, and they they should get on the internet and look us up.
Absolutely. 985-5558 if you would like to grab a pair of tickets. And Brianna, it's going to be sad to see you go, but you know, congratulations, and you have an amazing, amazing bright future ahead. I just know that. So
thank you. Look forward to welcoming our next sister.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much, you guys, for coming on the show.